Okay, so today we are diving deep right into the heart of a pretty tough topic.
Yeah.
We're looking at a website called Wolves in Cassocks, and it shines a light on, well, frankly, a really dark period in Louisville, Kentucky's history.
It's heavy stuff.
It is. We're talking about sexual abuse, and specifically the abuse that happened within religious institutions in Louisville. We're also going to be talking about the cover-ups, and most importantly, about the survivors. Their stories.
Those are the voices we need to hear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And right from the get-go, this website, Wolves in Cassocks, they hit you with a really powerful question, and it just kind of sets the tone for everything that follows.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
They ask, where were the shepherds? Like, boom, right there.
It's powerful. And, it instantly makes you think about the betrayal, the trust that was broken. I mean, we're talking about institutions, people in positions of authority, people who were supposed to be guiding and protecting the most
The
vulnerable.
flock, so to speak.
Exactly. And they failed in the most horrifying way imaginable.
Website goes on to describe their mission as shining a light, and they use this really strong language on what they call one of Louisville's darkest histories. They talk about, quote, chronicling decades of abuse and the systemic efforts to conceal the truth.
Yeah, and those are definitely strong words for sure.
They are.
But what's really key here, I think, is the word systemic. It suggests that this wasn't just a case of, a few individuals, a few bad apples going astray.
Right.
It's pointing to something much larger.
Like a pattern.
Yeah, a pattern of practices and policies, even cultural norms that allowed this abuse to not only happen, but to be kept quiet for so long.
Hidden.
Exactly.
And this website really wants to be a resource. They want to help people understand these untold stories, and they're very clear that they want to hold the people who are responsible accountable. They also want to look at how power structures, how those played a role, how they enabled this to happen in the first place. What kind of impact do you think a website like this can really have?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's giving a voice to those who have been silenced for far too long, the survivors. Speaking out, sharing their stories can be an incredibly powerful step towards healing.
Yeah.
And it can also be a way for them to reclaim their agency, their power. And beyond that, by documenting these events, we can begin the process of, well, dismantling those very systems that allowed this to happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. And one of the things that they highlight on the site is this idea of detailed accounts, documented evidence, and ongoing updates. Why is it so important, do you think, to document these cases so carefully?
Well, documentation is absolutely crucial for a few reasons. First, it provides concrete evidence to support survivors' claims. That can be essential in legal proceedings. And second, it creates this really important historical record, ensuring that these events aren't forgotten, swept under the rug, or just dismissed outright.
Right.
And the fact that Wolves in Cassocks is committed to providing ongoing updates, it shows a real dedication to accuracy and transparency, which can be a huge step towards rebuilding trust.
So they're not just, they're not just telling the stories, they're actually building a case.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They're striving to be a truly comprehensive resource, a place where you can find evidence, personal accounts, analysis, all of it, and use it to understand just how big this problem really was, to identify those who are responsible, and ultimately, hopefully, to prevent this kind of abuse from happening again.
And they say that pretty clearly in their mission statement, too. They talk about wanting to educate, honor survivors' stories, and promote healing through knowledge. What's the connection there? Between knowledge and healing, I mean.
It all starts with facing the truth, even when it's hard, even when it hurts, and understanding how something like this happened, why it was allowed to go on, who was responsible, that can help people, both individuals and communities, to start processing their trauma and begin to move forward.
It gives a context.
Exactly. And knowledge can also empower people to advocate for change, to demand better from the institutions that failed them.
And their final statement really brings it all home. They say, Wolves in Cassocks serves as a reminder of the importance of accountability, integrity, and justice. We invite visitors to explore, learn, and join in the call for change that ensures history will not be repeated.
It's such a powerful call to action, and it reminds us that we all have a part to play in creating a world that is safer and more just.
You can't just sit back.
Right. It's about asking those tough questions, demanding transparency, and supporting survivors in whatever ways we can. And it's about challenging power structures and really working to change the culture so that abuse is never tolerated and never, ever covered up.
So if someone's listening to this and thinking, okay, I want to do something, what can I do? What would you say, what can we do as individuals to create that culture of accountability and prevention?
Well, I'd say the first step is to educate yourself. Dive into resources like Wolves and Cassocks, learn about the complexities of these issues, support organizations that are fighting for survivors and working to prevent abuse, and maybe most importantly, speak up. When you see something that's wrong, say something. Challenge harmful attitudes and behaviors, hold institutions accountable, and create safe spaces for people to share their stories. That's how we start to make a difference.
This has been it's been a tough conversation, but it's an incredibly important one. And we really do encourage everyone listening to visit Wolves and Cassocks and learn more about what happened in Louisville and, you know, think about how you can help create a world where this kind of abuse is never tolerated or concealed.
We can all be part of the solution.
Absolutely.